Jess is bringing you another podcast, and I just wanted to, you know, kind of motivate you guys because, I don't know, I woke up motivated. I woke up very encouraged today because I'm getting a lot of good, positive feedback on my podcast, on my content that I'm pretty much putting out on social media. A lot of people feel really motivated by what I'm putting out. And I wanted to do this podcast because I wanted to tell you, you know, who are you encouraging today? Who are you helping today? You know, I came online in this space not really thinking of what was going to happen or what could happen or what could possibly happen. I came on here with pretty much just trying to grow in network marketing, because if you guys don't know who I am, my name is Anna Sisk. I'm an entrepreneur in the network marketing space. I like to talk about life, mindset, and business, but I came on here really just trying to work on network marketing and grow it as a business. I, you know, had many failures in network marketing, and I have had some successes. I've made some money and I've lost some money. So I can't say that it's been all great and dandy and great and just good, right? But it has had its perks. It has had its ups and downs. With anything in business, anything you're trying to build from the ground up, it's always going to take a lot of time and patience. You know, if you're getting impatient with your network marketing business, I encourage you to stay in it and be active every day in your business. That's how it's going to grow. It's when you give up on your business and you give up on your dream and yourself is when you're not going to see it come to something good. But, you know, I didn't come on here though, on social media is what I'm trying to say, is to encourage people, to motivate people. That wasn't my first intention to come on here to do that. But as I evolved, you know, through the years and, you know, everything and just growing up and down and just going through the motions, I realized, you know, that when people do see my story and do hear all the things that I've been through in life, because I do like to share a lot about my life. I'm very candid in my podcast. If you guys have heard my past podcasts, you guys should listen to them, because I have gone through a lot of things in my life, and that's why I like to share, because I don't want people to think that I'm on social media trying to paint this picture of a perfect life and a perfect person. That's not really who I am. You know, I'm a very imperfect person. I have many flaws, but most of all, you know, the one thing that I am proud of is that I do love to motivate people, encourage people to become better than what they are. I do help women step up their game as far as trying to, you know, maybe work on their appearance, work on their physical, you know, selves, work on their mental health, work on building a successful business, building, you know, a better life for themselves. And no matter what you've been through, I like to encourage women to believe in themselves and not to stop believing in their dreams, no matter if their husband believes in them, no matter if their family believes in them, no matter if their children stand behind them, or if you're alone in this, it's okay. Because, you know, I haven't had, you know, my family really encourage me in business and really be on my side. You know, I did go through a transition in my network marketing career where my husband, you know, just rather not me do this. You know, he wants me to, you know, become a blue collar person and have a job. And, you know, he doesn't want me to do this. This is not his plan or his, you know, what he visions for me to do. It's been a conflict in my household, you know, and, you know, I do like to tell people, like, look, not everybody's going to encourage you to be who you want to be. Not everybody's going to help you, you know, be who you want to be. Not everybody's going to stand by you. And it's not because they don't believe in you. It's because they just don't have the vision that you have. You know, you can't expect people to see you for who you're created to be if they weren't the ones to orchestrate that whole thing, right? They're not God. So how are they supposed to believe in something that they, you know, had nothing to do with? So they can't. So you can't expect them to be supportive. You can't expect everybody to be on your, you know, journey. You can't expect people to accept things, you know, and to live your dream for you. You have to keep going and doing what you believe you're supposed to do, and encourage the people that you're supposed to encourage, and motivate the people that you're supposed to motivate. Whatever it is that, you know, you're supposed to do, you know, in life, not everybody's going to stand by it. You know, a lot of people didn't believe that, Michael Jordan was going to be, you know, the greatest basketball player of all time. Nobody believed that Kobe Bryant was going to be, you know, one of the best NBA players of all time, an MVP player. No one really saw, you know, the vision of what people had to do. But people, you know what I'm saying, because they kept going and they kept doing whatever they wanted to do. It took them years, you know, to become the person that they became. And it's not that people didn't believe in them or didn't want to see it. It's just that it wasn't their dream. You see what I'm saying? And so not everybody's going to, like I said, see what you see, but you have to stay encouraged. You have to stay motivated. And, you know, I talk to a lot of women on the daily about, you know, their fitness journey and what they're trying to accomplish, or, you know, they come to me and ask me for advice, or, you know, there's people that, you know, come to me and ask me for advice on marriage, you know, relationships, you know, whatever it is that they come to me for. People trust me, and I feel really blessed to be able to comfort people, to give them some motivation, to give them some encouragement, to know that, you know, that things don't have to stay where they're at, that they can always grow and evolve as people. And if we just stay on that path, you know what I'm saying, so many great things can come out of it. And I've seen relationships become restored. I've seen people take my advice and run with it. I've seen people do very well in business, and I've seen people, you know, lose weight and, you know, use the products that I encourage them to use. And, you know, I see their before and after pictures, and I'm so encouraged because people send me these things, and I'm like, and I give them tips and whatever help that they ask for, and they go and accomplish that thing. And that makes me know that I'm on the right path. You see what I'm saying? Because if I'm helping one person, and one person only, two people, three, whoever, that's still a lot. You know what I'm saying? If I'm encouraging someone to not commit suicide, you know what I'm saying, then that's enough. And if I'm helping, you know, someone get their mindset to a level where they believe in themselves and don't give up on their dream, you know, it's encouraging. I mean, you don't know who's watching you, you know, and it's crazy because I have some people that have millions of followers. They have a great audience. You know what I'm saying? They're probably in the 6 to 7 figure margins, and they're doing very well for themselves. And here I come, you know, and they watch me, and they, you know, they learn from me, you know. And even though I'm not a millionaire, even though I'm not in the same, you know, money bracket as they are, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even making close to $1 million. But for me to be their encouragement or their motivation for their, wherever they're going, you know, is very encouraging to me, because I'm like, here I'm affecting people that have $1 million mindset, people that have, you know, big dreams, people that have big goals. And here I am, you know, a smaller person in the money range, but you know what I'm saying? I'm encouraging people that have, you know, millions of followers and are big, big time name celebrity people. And to me, you know, getting this kind of feedback from those type of people and them telling me that I motivated them in some way and they're thanking me for it, that's a great accomplishment in itself. Because I feel like a lot of people are listening. A lot of people are, you know, that I didn't think were listening or paying attention to me, are paying attention. And what does that tell me? That just tells me that I'm on the right path. That tells me that I'm on the right path, and I need to just continue to do what I need to do and put out this kind of content to help the next person. Because, you know, you would think that someone in that kind of, like I said, money range, or people that are making that kind of money, why would they take the time to look at someone like me or listen to someone like me? It's because they know that what I'm saying is genuine. They know what I'm putting out is genuine content. It's not fake. It's not phony. It's not, you know, I'm reading off of a script. I'm not an actor, you know, actress. You know, they know that it's coming from my heart. They know that what I'm saying is the truth. And when your truth is spoken, people are encouraged, people are listening. You see what I'm saying? And even though you think that someone is not listening, you know, sometimes I think, you know, I'm in my own bubble and no one's listening, right? I think, well, you know, I'm sure I have a great amount of listeners. I have a good following, you know, but to me, it's like, are people really listening? You know what I'm saying? And I think to myself, sometimes I'm not, you know, I'm not that popular. But, you know, today confirmed something for me. And I'm like, okay, I'm on the right path. And I'm on a good path. And I'm just going to continue to do what I need to do. Because whether this puts me on a stage one day, whether this puts me somewhere where I wasn't even thinking about being, then so be it. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going to happen. And so for me, I think that the more that, you know, I stay motivated, the more I stay encouraged, and the more I believe, you know, in myself, and I believe that other people can accomplish great things. Like, you know, my post today on Facebook was, and on Instagram was, you know, I believe that I can have it all. I believe that everyone can have it all if you believe in it. I believe that, you know, why not you? You know, why not me? You know what I'm saying? If I wake up thinking I can have it all, why can't I? You know, I know some people are probably like, well, you know, you're kind of overstretching it. How is it that you can have it all? You know, it's because I believe that I can. And if you have a belief in something, you know what I'm saying? It's possible that it'll come. And for me, I know that thoughts are very powerful. Words are very powerful. How you speak to yourself, what you say to yourself, what you say about your business, your work life, your love life, your parenting life, you know, whatever it is that, you know, you are, if you speak negatively towards your life, you're going to get a negative result. That's facts. And it's been proven, and I've proven it to my own self. And so I believe that how you speak to yourself, how you see yourself, how you allow yourself to think every day is going to be part of what you do, you know, in your life. And so I teach this to my children and to my husband. I tell my friends this. I'm like, you have to be careful with how you speak in your own life and how you see your own life. If you're seeing your life always full of drama, if you're seeing your life full of negativity, if you're seeing your life full of difficult choices and difficult things, it's always going to be very difficult. If you're always feeling sad, depressed, discouraged, whatever it is, you know, it's going to come. So you have to be really, really careful about how you think and see yourself, how you talk to yourself, how you talk about your coworkers, your family. You know, are you gossiping? Are you bringing bad karma into your life? Are you looking at someone and making fun of them because they're doing something that you're not? Or are you, you know, you have to be really careful about the things and the things you say and to who you say it to. Because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, everything in this life is how you see it. It is what it is. You know, how you portray it, how you see it. And so we have to be very mindful of what we're putting out, you know, every day in this universe. And so for me, I choose to put out positivity, whether I'm going through something, you know, difficult or not. Trust me when I tell you, some of the best pictures that I've taken have been when I didn't feel my best. And I look at those pictures and I think, you know, God, I didn't feel good that day. And look at this picture. I look really nice in this picture. It came out really nice. And, you know, but the thing about it is that in the present moment of me taking the picture, I didn't even think about me feeling bad. I started thinking about positive things, you know, and thinking about, you know, how I'm feeling great. You know, even when I'm not having a good day, I always say I'm having a great day. I'm having a good day. You know, things are great. I feel great. You know, even when you don't feel good in your body and you feel sick or something's going on with you, you know, you have to tell yourself, I feel fine. I feel great. Because if you start getting, you know, discouraged or feeling, you know, sick, or you're dwelling on how you're feeling, then that's how it's going to be. That's how you're going to feel. So you have to sometimes not necessarily ignore it, but you're going to have to dismiss it for that moment. You know what I'm saying? You're just going to have to let it go. don't dwell on things. You know, I've learned that, you know, not to dwell on things, even in the present moment, as much as I want to sit there and sulk in depression and say, you know, oh, this sucks. You know, this didn't work out for me, or that didn't work out for me. Now I have to do this. And, you know, if I start looking at things like that, then it's very discouraging. So I try not to focus on the bad things. I try to focus on the good things. I try to focus on things that are going well. I try to look at everything in a positive way more than in a negative, because I know that if I look at things in a negative way, they're going to turn out negative. You know what I'm saying? And I always do the pros and the cons. You know, this is what this is bringing me. This is what this is happening. And this is good. You know, I always try to dig out the good in something versus looking at it in a bad way. So, you know, I just wanted to really just give this podcast to you guys to encourage you today, to give you some positive feedback, you know, and just tell you that, you know what, no matter what it is that you choose to do, I really hope and pray that you guys do accomplish what it is that you're trying to achieve in your business, in your life. You know, I hear so many depressing stories on social media about relationships. You know, sometimes I really feel bad for some women that are going through bad breakups, and, you know, they focus on the negative though. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like sometimes it's okay to cry. It's okay to be depressed over a loss of someone that you had in your life. But I don't believe that it's okay to drag them through social media because of the mistake that they made. Although it was an awful thing, you know, to happen. I know, you know, being lied to and betrayed and all that stuff is awful. And some people, you know, for them to talk about it is therapy. But at the same time, it's like reliving, you know what I'm saying, whatever traumas you're going through. And, you know, it's okay to help someone else, but if you're not helping someone else come out of a relationship and come out of the negative, and you're just dragging someone because you want to just tarnish their name or their what reputation, whatever it is, I think that it's just a negative thing. You know what I'm saying? And I think that sometimes we have to, you know, look at the positive, because at one point, you know, people, you know, they have to look at the other person as the father of their children, as, you know, do you want your children to really look at their father that way? And, you know, these children are going on social media as well and seeing what you're doing. And as a parent, you know what I'm saying? I think that it's just not necessary. But regardless, you know, I know that people are hurt people, and hurt people will hurt other people. And you know what I mean? Or if people do something to them, people drag them, like, you know, the bullying that goes on as well is not okay. But I think sometimes we focus so much on bullying and bullies that we bully them too. I see people bullying people on social media that are bullies. And to me, it's like constant negativity. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to, how do you say, attach myself to that, because I've learned that regardless, it doesn't really help. You know, yes, you know, it does teach people a lesson. You know, if you're a bully, it does teach you a lesson not to do that. But regardless, I mean, you know, hopefully some good will come out of all that, because sometimes I think that, you know, we take it to a whole nother level when we drag people through social media. And I feel like it's just a constant negative state, and I'd rather see positive things versus negative. And I try to focus on that on my social media feeds. I try to focus more on the positives than the negatives, because for a while there, I was starting to see a lot more negative than I was seeing positive. And I thought to myself, well, it's me, because I'm watching this, for one. For two, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be part of it, so I'd rather not. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather not watch it, so I'll just like swipe. You know, I'll keep swiping until I see something positive. And sometimes, you know, to stay in a positive state of mind, you're going to have to keep swiping. You're going to have to keep, you know, just filtering through your social media feeds and looking for the positive. Because if you watch enough negative news, okay, it's going to get in your head, and it's going to, like, it's like a poison almost, you know, poisons your thoughts. It poisons your positivity. It poisons, you know what I'm saying, your atmosphere. So you don't want to bring that in. You know, I don't watch the news very much. You know, my husband and I decided to cut you know, watching the news and cut cable, because that's all that we were watching was a bunch of news and negativity. And we decided that we didn't want to be attached to that anymore. We didn't want to. And then also the bill was ridiculous, so we didn't want to pay the fee. But it's not so much that. It was the negativity of the news and watching all the media that was always dragging the negatives. And since I haven't been watching the news as much, you know, it's been less, you know, affecting my thought life. I've been more in on a positive state of mind and haven't been really looking at, you know, even now when I look through TikTok and I look through, you know, Instagram, if something negative comes up, I'll swipe. I'll just kind of, you know what, I don't want to see it. I don't want to look at that, you know, and I'll just swipe because I don't want to feed into that anymore. And I feel like, you know, we're constantly being bombarded with negativity. If we really look for it, we're going to find it. But I think that, you know, if you just stay away from it, it's going to help your mind. It's going to help your mental health. And for a lot of you that are suffering with depression and a lot of you are suffering with, you know what I'm saying, just dealing with a lot of stress in your life, just stay away from those things. It's, you know, to help you get in a better state of mind. If you know you're already being affected mentally by things, it's better just to not look at them and not deal with them. You know what I'm saying? And I, trust me when I tell you, you know, when the whole, you know, pandemic hit, and I mean, I was always looking at, you know, all the information about it. And I was like, oh my gosh, this happens, and the symptoms and the this and the that, and there's always a new one coming, and always, I mean, it was just negative after negativity after negativity. I was just like, you know, and then my husband was like, you know, I don't even want to hear about it anymore. It's just always something sad. So, you know, and even after I lost my godmother and my cousin to the virus, I remember I was feeling really sad about it. I was really feeling really, really upset about it. And so I stopped listening to all of it, and I just started to, you know, focus on the positive. And now, even when I hear about the new whatever just coming up or whatever, I just try to swipe. I just try to just, you know what? I don't want to feed into it. I don't want to get involved with it. I don't want to hear about it. It's just a constant negative state of mind if you're always looking into those things. And trust me when I tell you that you can use your time wisely, and you can, you know, focus on the good versus focusing on the bad is what I'm trying to say. And so I hope that you guys take this podcast, share it with someone. It's going to help them. Trust me, because I know a lot of people are on social media. We look at our phones, and, you know, sometimes we spend hours looking, you know, at these, you know, quick, you know, little 15-second videos, and, you know, we're always looking, you know, on social media. And I feel like, you know, if we focus on the positive versus the negative, you're gonna be surprised how quickly your life is going to shift into a more positive state of mind. And trust me that I've tested this theory. That's why I'm putting it here on my podcast, because as I'm looking through social media, I'm swiping more on the positive stuff. So now TikTok, it knows the algorithm of what I want to see. The algorithm of what I want to see, it's giving me more positive. It's giving me more, you know, comedy videos. It's giving me more, you know, music that, you know, that I like. It's giving me more content that's more positive. So of course I'm going to be looking at that. You know, TikTok knows I love dogs. You know, they know. So they're constantly giving me videos on dogs, and I love watching them because they're so positive and funny. You know, I love animals. So I'm, you know, it's mixing up my content to be more positive. You see what I'm saying? If you're looking at something that's more negative, you know, then it's going to give you the algorithm of, you know, giving you constant stuff about, you know, whatever's going on in the world that's negative. You know, it's going to give you content about, you know, oh, you know, abuse and all this stuff. And you're just, and then, you know, you're always looking at that. So it's like I said, it's like a poison that you don't even know you're taking. You know, you don't even know you're ingesting that negative poison, you know, that negative mindset. So it's better just to, like, focus, like I said, on the good than the bad. You know, switch it up and see. see if it works for you, because I know once you start watching all the positive videos, it'll start giving you more positive videos. It'll start giving you more positive content to watch versus the negative stuff. And I'm telling you guys, once you guys take all that negative away, you're going to feel better. You're going to be more encouraged. You're going to want to be more positive. You're going to want to give out more positive in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like today, you know, I woke up encouraged. I'm watching a bunch of encouragement, you know, videos and motivation stuff. And, you know, it encouraged me. And I was looking back at my past content of, you know, because Facebook likes to give you content of what you gave out in 2018, right? So it gave me a bunch of positive content that I was putting out in 2018. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I was more of a positive person, like, you know, like in 2018, I was on fire. Like, I was like, man, I was looking at all the content that I was putting out. And I'm like, you know, I was constantly putting out positive mindset. And I started to realize that my following was very, very engaged. Now, why is that? Because people want to see positivity in the world. They don't want to hear the negative, guys, is what I'm saying. If you're always talking about bad stuff on your social media content, if you're always giving out depressing stories, you're going to get very minimal likes and comments. You're going to get very little engagement. You're not going to get a bunch of people wanting to flock to somebody that's going to be giving out that kind of content, is what I'm saying. So for me, you know, looking at the past and looking at the past years and what I've given out and as content has really, you know, let me know. And then even now, like I said, you know, with people watching me that are at a high caliber, you know, with their following, and they're, you know, very, you know, they're very self-made millionaires, and, you know, a lot of people that in the social media space that respect me, it's because they know that I'm giving out positive content all the time. They know that I'm always encouraging them. They could come to my page at any time and they're not going to see the negativity. They're not going to see it. It's not there. So for them, you know, if they come to my page, they're always going to get something positive, maybe something they can use on their social media, maybe something that they can use towards their content and give them maybe ideas. I've given people some ideas, you know, I've given a lot of people, you know, some help in that area. I'm a muse for some too. I encourage some people to really put out some great content, and I really feel like I'm an inspiration to them, kind of, sort of, you know. And I guess it's a good thing, you know what I'm saying? For me, it's a good thing. It's always good feedback to get it from people that feel like I've helped them in some way, you know, whether, you know, and some of it, you know, I mean, even name brands are giving me, you know, good stuff. You know, they're giving me free stuff. They send me stuff. And I like when I get free makeup and perfume and whatever you want to call it. I love to give good reviews. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do one on Lancome that they sent me some. So I really feel, you know, like, I wouldn't say I'm a beauty influencer to some degree. I wouldn't say that I'm this, you know, sort of, you know, big name influencer, but I do see that brands do notice my content. I do see that what I'm putting out is good stuff. So I like to stay in this space, and that's where I'm going to be. And I just want to encourage you that, you know, if you put out more positivity content, or positive content, should I say, that is going to help you in business, is what I'm saying. So I hope it's going to help you actually in business, life, and your mindset. So there you go. I covered all three. So I hope that this really helps you. Give it to someone, share it, encourage the next person to do good and better in their business. And I hope I gave you guys some great tips today. And let me know. Send me a message on Instagram at Official Girl Boss Anna, or you can find me on Facebook at Prosperity Anna or Anna Sisk. You guys can find me in those two spaces. Pretty much that's where I'm at. So I love you guys. Take care and have a blessed rest of your day. Bye-bye.